Middle distance runner Bernard Lagat says he hopes to win a gold medal in Beijing in order to fulfill a promise he made to his mother 4 years ago when he won a silver medal at the Athens Games.
In 2004, I told her that I just came second. So she told me, your time will come, and that is going to be in the next Olympics, and you will win gold. And I promised her that I'm going to work extra hard to get it.
Lagat won the silver medal in Athens and a bronze medal in the 2000 Sydney Games while running for Kenya, but he switched to the U.S. team after becoming a U.S. citizen 3 years ago. He won the 1500-meter event at the World Championships in Osaka last year, and he said he felt the same pride hearing the U.S. national anthem played for his victory as he did hearing the Kenyan national anthem before. Lagat says he understands that some Kenyans might be upset about his move to the U.S. team, but he has no regrets.
My loyalty is for the country that I'm representing right now, and that is United States. And I'm feeling really happy that, you know what, I'm part of the American culture. I'm part of American revolution in track and field at the moment, which is really going so well.
Lagat was born 33 years ago in a village near Kapsabet in Kenya's northwestern Nandi district. As a boy, he tended cattle for his family of 10. He says his sister, Kenya national running champion Mary Chepkemboi, inspired him to run and even bought him his first pair of shoes when he was 12 years old. He went to local schools until 1996, when he won a scholarship to attend college in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington. After graduation in 2001, Lagat began to run competitively and won more than 24 races at the Grand Prix level. He says he decided to obtain U.S. citizenship after getting married and settling down in America. But Lagat has not forgotten his roots. Every year, his foundation pays school fees for less fortunate Kenyan children.
It's a way of giving back to my community back home. At the same time, running and becoming successful in America also inspires the young American kids to take athletics and to be as good as Bernard Lagat.
Lagat downplays all the hard work needed to be a winner in track and field. He says only that he has been fortunate.
My journey has been really successful. One, I've had my degrees. At the same time, I've been able to run 2 Olympics. And I live in America. I have my family. I'm so happy. So it's a dream that a little boy from Kenya dreamt about, and finally it came true.
But Lagat says life is not all about winning, and if he loses in Beijing, he will congratulate the winner. Nevertheless, he says he plans to keep on running competitively for several more years. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Beijing.